Hey there, retail leaders. It's Steve Worthy. Before we jump into our episode that I know you are going to enjoy, I've got a little something that I think you'll like. You know how we always talk shop and we share insights here, right? Well, I put together this newsletter. It's called Worthy Retail News. Here's what it does. It allows us to continue our candid dialogue. It's another way for us to provide straight talk conversations and stories and even some more behind the scenes perspectives from top professionals in the retail industry. Just click the link in the show notes to subscribe, or better yet, you can go to worthyretailnews.com. It's just that easy. worthyretailnews.com. Trust me, it's worth a look. All right, let's go ahead and dive into the episode. You know, one of the things that I kind of pride myself in my career was that, and I did this, I don't know if you've ever done this. I look back over my career and I looked at my percentage as it relates to when I interviewed compared to actually when I actually got the job. And I gotta say, and please, I hope you understand that this is really not me boasting. My percentage is probably around 95, probably 96% of the time. Anytime I interviewed for a position, I got the position. But I got passed over one time for an opportunity, and it really crushed me. I thought that I was ready for the role. I thought I had everything necessary, the requisite skills, the experience, all the different things that I needed or I felt that I needed to actually get promoted. So tonight, we are going to talk about, this has actually been one of the biggest topics that I've had a request for, which is how do you get promoted in retail? And we're going to talk about that right when we get back.
Welcome to Retail Leadership, hosted by Steve Worthy. We understand that retail is a fast-paced industry and that a leader's decision will impact everyone, every day, all over the world. Listen, it's time for you to stop being the leader others think you should be, and time for you to become the leader you have always wanted to be. Are you ready? Let's go.
So yeah, I got passed over for that opportunity. And I'm telling you, it really crushed me because I thought that I understood what my skill set would actually give me. And tonight we are going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about how do you get promoted in retail? One of the lessons that I learned, and we're going to be talking about that tonight, some of the things that I realized that I didn't do properly in order to actually get that opportunity. But I wanted to start with this fact, and it's a fact that I, you know, from an article that I read this week. We actually did an article about it ourselves, that 74% of retail workers are looking for new jobs right now. This is as of the date of this podcast episode, and that's a large number. And part of that reason could be culture. Part of it could be the fact that, we're seeing not as strong of growth as we are in certain retail sectors, things along that line. But I think part of it has to be that one of the things I have been preaching so much as relative to retail is to show people a path to growth, a path to where they actually need to be. And some of the best organizations that do that, you will find that their turnover, as it compares to retail, right? Retail, of course, has the highest turnover probably in any industry. So, but if you actually think about the companies that actually have some of the best turnover, meaning the lowest, you will see that they typically have a path to promotion, a path to the next level, and actually what you need to actually do to get there. So tonight, we are going to be talking about how do you get promoted in retail. And this is part one of a two-part series as it relates to getting promoted. Because tonight we are going to be talking about the three reasons why retail leaders do not get promoted. Do not get promoted. And I think that's something that not just retail leaders are going to be tuning in for tonight or listening to this podcast tonight. you need to understand not just why, you know, the skill sets that you need to actually get promoted. You need to know why. And the reason I wanted to do this one this way was because, as I spoke earlier about the time that I got passed over, I did some soul searching and I realized that there were certain things that I was probably missing that I didn't actually show. I actually was very, very comfortable in the fact that I thought that I was actually going to actually get the position. So I'm going to start with number one. And this is going to be super simple for you to get this. And please understand and get this one. Number one is you're just not ready, right? I know it may seem, you know, kind of, actually, this isn't really number one. This is the setup to number one. Apologize. Here's the thing. You just may not be ready. Time, experience, and capacity are certain things that you need within retail. And what I mean by that, what I mean by time is it's not so much that you need 4 or 5 years to actually get promoted. You need focused time doing your role, thinking about the next role, possibly operating in the next role, understanding what your boss and what your boss's boss, what are their concerns, and spend time understanding what those things are. And we're going to talk a little bit about that when we start talking about strategic communication and strategic vision here in a second. And that kind of goes into experience. The idea around experience, here's the one thing that, and I probably should have put this in here, and I'm going to talk about it right now, is that it's not just experience that helps you. It's evaluated experiences. So that moment of when I was passed over, it could have been just a drop in the bucket for me around something that happened to me in my career. It could have been just something that occurred and I just not really thought anything of it. But I evaluated that experience and I realized that there were certain things that I took for granted, just to be very honest, that I literally took for granted as it relates to me getting that next role. So I evaluated that experience and realized that the next opportunity that I received, guess what? I'm not going to take it lightly. I am not going to allow this opportunity to pass me by. And another reason about not being ready is around capacity. It's around capacity. It is your ability to take in information and utilize the information for not just the betterment of yourself, but for the betterment of your team and the company. One of the things that you will hear throughout this podcast is that anything that I talk about, it's not just going to be about just for you. The tendency and one of the main reasons that people are not ready when it comes to getting promoted is because they think about promotion in the context of just themselves. They don't think about it in the context of the team and who have I brought along with me on my leadership journey. Because as you go, so goes your team. You have to understand that aspect of it too. So when you are getting promoted, it's not just about you. It's about those other people that you have actually helped. And we'll probably talk more about that on part two, because that's it's going to be a really good one around developing talent and things that you actually need to do for that. So I'm asking underpinning question of this podcast is why do you want to get promoted? Why do you want to get promoted? And we typically talk about it and think about it in three ways. And it is because you're thinking about three different, and we call them the three F's. You're thinking about your future, you're thinking about your finances, and you're thinking about your family. Those are the three F's that we talk to, that we work with clients about, because those are the main things that people think about as it relates to getting promoted. I want to know, whether it's in the comments or whether it's you let me know, I want to know which one is it for you? Is it if you want to get promoted? Is it around just your future? Is it around the financial side of it? Or is it around family, taking care of your family? It could be all three. And sometimes it actually is all three as well, too. So we want to do that. We want to make sure we talked about that. So, and I will get right now to one of the main reasons why people don't get promoted. And this is going to, all three of these are really going to help you with galvanizing your thought process around where you currently are, taking an assessment of this character, the character trait that we're really going to be talking about, or this skill set, and then evaluating it, where you are to where you want to be. And number one is lack of strategic vision. Lack of strategic vision. The issue that I see when it comes to single unit, multi-unit, even all the way up to sometimes up to the SVP level, is that people are so fixated on the day-to-day operations. And I understand that, because if you don't have a understanding of the day-to-day operations, your store, your business unit, your market, whatever it is, can get away from you if you don't have a pulse on it. However, if you are living and breathing and working in the day-to-day minutia, you don't have the time to think strategically and long-term about whether it's your single business unit or it's actually your market, and also where the company is going and the competition and around talent. We get so fixated on the day-to-day that we don't think outside of our box. And when we don't do that, we lack the strategic vision to have a conversation for people who are at the next level and help them understand that we have the capacity. Remember, I just talked about that, about the capacity to actually move forward. If we can't speak in a community and communicate in a strategic perspective, we focus on the day to day. Here's how you can kind of think about the strategic vision: is identifying some trends and opportunities that are, one, within your store, and also the market, and also the company. When I was going up for promotion with Target, and I had my interview with the CEO, one of the things that we spoke about, a whole bunch of things, but he gave me something that really just kind of like, it's something that has stuck with me, and I teach it to our clients. I taught it to my team. He said, "Steve, please, when you bring a problem to your boss or your boss's boss, don't think about just like, you know, your market. You actually have to think about all the other markets, and you have to think about it from a complete company standpoint." And because the tendency is, what happens is that we just focus in on our market, and we think that whatever it is that we're going through in our market or our store and our business unit, that that's it. If we are really looking at it strategically, we have to think about, well, you know what? If I'm going through this, someone else is going through this, right? And you actually have to make those strategic connections with your peers and make sure that this isn't just like you. This is, hey, am I the only one going through this? Am I the only one seeing this? Am I looking at market trends? Am I looking at you know, what's happening with supply chain? Am I looking at the competition? Am I walking the competition? Right? One of the best things that you can do to help with your strategic vision is to walk the competition and read articles, listen to a podcast, and then you can have a better understanding about what's taking place in the market. And once you're able to do that, you can kind of internalize this information and utilize it to develop your own strategic vision for, for your business unit and also for your team. So one of the ways to also think about this and to develop this strategic vision is that you have to focus on the company and not just your unit. We just kind of talked about that. The other thing is that What's important to your boss and your boss's boss? I'm telling you this right now. I'm going to just give you, I could probably stop the podcast right here on this one, but I'm not, because I got two more that I want to talk about. Is that when you are in the position to lead from your boss's perspective and vision and thought process, you are, almost kind of guaranteed to be looked at for a promotional standpoint. But when you are able to look at a situation, your store, your market, the company, from your boss's boss perspective, and be able to articulate what they are dealing with and what they are going through, I won't say I can guarantee that you'll get promoted, but I'll tell you this right now. They're going to look at you completely different. You have to be able to communicate problems, not just at your level, and not just what, here's the thing. Whenever I would walk markets, we had a way of talking about certain things. And typically those who are in retail, you guys will get this. When you leave a store, you have notes, meaning that I give you notes to work on for your store, right? Or I give you things to work on for your district. There are certain sets or certain levels of notes. There are what we call store level notes. Those are clean, neat, straight, you know, brand or whatever. Then there are market level notes in the context of, promotional aspects and making sure that, you know, kind of across the board that you are doing things, you know, from a market standpoint and that all the stores are actually doing the same thing. Then there is what we call, you can call a market level, or you can call them like senior vice president notes. And those are really strategic objectives. And those are things that, and how you are approaching, you know, your store, how you are approaching the market, are you walking the competition and actually having conversations with your boss and your boss's boss around things that you are seeing in the market. If you are able to do certain things like that, I'm telling you right now, it is going to help you with your strategic vision 100%. When you understand what the competition is doing, you know, better than you, when you're able to articulate that and talk about that, where you can say, you know what, I just walked two stores of our competition and they are doing X, Y, and Z better than we are. You can talk to your team about it. You can talk to your boss about it, or you can develop a plan to say, what can we do differently? How can we impact this as a market? I'm seeing this trend take place and we're not doing that. But guess what? Their customer satisfaction ratings are going up. How do we communicate this across the market? How do we communicate this as well? And then the last piece around strategic vision that I want to definitely talk about and hit on, because we got two more points and I want to make sure we cover those with you, is developing talent. Best piece of advice that I have ever received. And I dare you to ask the same question. I asked this question of one of my bosses. Actually, it was my boss's boss, and I asked him, said, what's the secret to my success? And I was at Target at the time. And I asked him, what was the key to my success? And they said, to develop and export great talent. Develop and export great talent. It didn't say anything around KPIs. It didn't say anything, you know, relative to sales, turnover or anything like that. They said, develop and export great talent. And here's why that for me was some of the best piece of information that I've ever received. Because When you're able to do that, and we're talking about strategic vision and why people don't get promoted, because the tendency is that people don't develop really good talent. People don't know how to do it. And they don't, once they develop some really good talent, a lot of times, guess what? They want to hold on to that talent. That's the worst thing you could do. They want to develop that talent and keep them in-house. And they want to hold on to them with a kung fu grip. You can't do that. You got to let your talent go. You got to export your talent. Because when you start talking about getting promoted, one of the best things that you can say and have in your wheelhouse is that I promoted 4 people this year to other markets. We saw, when I took over a market, I took over a market, and it was a fairly green market. And, you know, green in operations, all these things. So honestly, my biggest thing was maintaining. It was maintaining the market, the greenness, if you will, the status of the market. But the issue that we had was that we had a such a large talent pool that were 1 or 2 levels down. But we had people that were stuck in these roles, and they didn't want to go anywhere. They didn't want to go anywhere. They were fine with being with where they were. And I was like, dude, no, we can't do that, man. I gotta get you guys out of here, because we have more talent that's coming behind you that needs the opportunity. So guess what we did? We found a way to actually get them promoted and relocate them to other markets. So when we start talking about strategic vision, your goal and your opportunity is to make sure that you are thinking about things from your boss's boss perspective, that you're not just thinking about things from your individual unit's standpoint, but you are thinking about the entire market. Make sure you are taking that into consideration. You're looking at the competition. You have a better understanding of what they're doing better than you, and you can actually articulate that. And then lastly, you are developing talent. This talent is not just for you, but it's for the company. Understand that. I told you the underpinning of everything that we talk about today is not just going to be about for you. It's going to be about for the company. And when you start communicating in such a way, you are going to set yourself apart. Let's talk about number two. Woo. And this number two, we see this. Oh my gosh. I see this one all the time, man. Oh man. This is the kiss of death. Okay, my friends. So let me ask you a question. Are you ready for your performance review? Or did you already receive your performance review and you're still waiting for clarity for that score and also for the comments that you received? No matter how good or how bad you think you did, I want to help you survive. But more importantly, I want to help you thrive through what we affectionately call Make a Move season. It's happening right now. And it's directly tied to your review. Can I tell you a little secret? Just here, listen in. You've got to be ready for what may come your way. You have to start setting yourself up for what you want to have happen next. To be very honest, you have more control over your success than you think you do. But you can't take this decision lightly. And to be honest, you need help getting to your best next. Our Make a Move Clarity Calls provide, well, that's exactly what they provide. They provide clarity. Clarity on where you are and how do you get to your best next. So make sure that you click the link in the show notes to grab a time so that we can talk. And I'll see you soon. This one, number two, is a kiss of death for me. And I don't have a lot of pet peeves, but this one is it. It is resistance to change. And here's why. Here's why this is a pet peeve for me. And it's a personal thing. And not personal. The reason is because I actually love change. I am one of the weirdest people that you will probably come across. I love interviews. I love being interviewed. I love that, because that gives me an opportunity to shine, but it also gives me an opportunity to interview you. And I love change. I love change in the context, because what can occur once the change has happened, especially in business, especially in retail, right? Because we change all the time. We change daily. The retail industry evolves daily. And what I have seen is when someone really wants to get promoted, or the ones that don't get promoted, or the ones that don't have the vision and understanding that they need to change with what takes place. Here's an example. We have a new initiative that comes down from HQ, and right, it is supposed to help shave hours from a productivity standpoint. And you know, I have a saying, and I'm actually going to probably do an episode on this one too. it's called everything works at home office, right? And we understand that things, when you test things at home office, it works at home office, but when you bring it down to the field, it doesn't work. But here's the issue is that you don't even try. I have seen entire markets not even try with different initiatives that actually come from home office. And they are so resistant to change because they like to do things the way they like to do them because they've been doing it for years. And that is the kiss of death. I'm going to say definitively, unless, you know, the person that is, you know, going to give you the position really likes you, and you won't get promoted if you don't have a better understanding of embracing and dealing with change. And the best way to get ahead of change. Okay, I'm just gonna drop you some more knowledge here. I'm just gonna drop y'all some more knowledge. So get ahead of the change. One of the best ways that you can get ahead of the change and also position yourself more so than anyone else that's actually potentially going to you know, go for the position. In retail, we have these things, and it's not just us, but we have these, all our other industries have them, but they call pilots, right? And it is a different initiative that, you know, the company wants to roll out to a certain market before they roll it out to the entire company, right? Understandable. And they strategically pick different markets based on, you know, on complexity, based on, you know, turnover, or it can also be based on, you know, the, you know, customer buying patterns or the demographics, right? Because they may want to roll out, a new hair care, a new black hair care line, and they want to test it. One of the best ways to embrace change is to get ahead of it, is to be preemptive. And if there is a new pilot that is actually rolling out within your company, you need to raise your hand and actually do it. It is one of the best ways to get yourself and your market on the map. It is one of the best ways to be ahead of the change, right? Because now you have a seat at the table for that change, right? And when you have a seat at the table, it's different than being, you're feeding yourself. I always say it in this way: when you have a seat at the table, you're feeding yourself. When you don't have a seat at the table, people are feeding you. Understand that. When you have a seat at the table, you have the capacity and ability to feed yourself. But when you are not at the table, people are feeding you. So I would rather be the person that is actually at the table and feeding myself than the one that's actually being fed. So I hopefully those who have kids and all those other people who probably don't, I hope that, you know, you guys understand that analogy and get that too as well too. But the resistance to change is definitely one of the areas that I see holds individuals back from actually getting promoted. One of the things that you can do to help you with this is to develop a healthy sense of curiosity, asking questions that you don't know the answer to. I know that doesn't sound like a good leadership trait. I know, right? That sounds completely counter to everything you have learned or have been taught about being a leader, is to, you should know what you're talking about, right? The best leaders that I know are curious. The best leaders I know ask questions that they don't have the answer to. And here they ask the questions and hope that you have the answer, right? Especially if they're in a higher position, when they come to your market, they don't really know what your market, kind of is known for or going through. That gives you the opportunity to talk about it and to answer questions that they have, because they're curious. They want to know. They want to know that I have your time here. I have your team. I want to take this information and I want to actually bring it back to the company and maybe we can do something with it. But you should also be curious as to what's taking place in the market. You know, one of the best questions and the easiest questions to ask a person when you have a store visit or a market visit, and you want to know what's the best question to ask somebody. You're at corporate and you see a senior vice president that you want to connect with and talk to. You know, what keeps you up at night, right? What keeps you up at night? You know, what's one thing that you would kind of change about the company right now, or about the current direction that we're in? Or what's a segment of our assortment that you think we need to look at differently? How are we going to handle the supply chain issue, right? What are we doing differently? What about ship to store? What is that, ship from store? What does that look like? What concerns you about, the online world right now with AI? What about TikTok? How about TikTok and influencers? How are we utilizing influencers to reduce the buying time, for different products, or the decision-making time, or help influence the decision-making time for different products? Asking questions that you may not know the answer to, but you want to know, you genuinely want to know, and that person can actually help you with that. So number two was resistance to change. You have to understand the market. You have to understand what takes place there. You have to get ahead of the change, and you have to be curious. Wherever you are in your growth journey, your leadership journey, you have to be able to make the right decisions. You have to be able to understand why you want to get promoted, what your thoughts are, where you currently are. The issue that I see a lot of times is that no one has a really good understanding of where they are. The best leaders, the ones who are getting promoted, have a good idea of who they are and where they want to go. Our job with Worthy Retail U is to help you understand who you are so that you can make the best decision for your career. If you are interested in connecting with us, you can also connect with us with the QR code, but that's going to be here and also in the show notes. And you can also just connect with us, at Worthy Retail U. We would love to have a conversation with you. You need a safe space. One of the things that I know as a retail leader, I always look for a safe space to have a conversation about my career, because it's sensitive. It's personal. And I want to be able to make the right decision. So we want to make sure that you are going to make the right decision. Connect with us at Worthy Retail U, and we will talk to you soon. God bless. Okay. Before you go, hey, I just wanted to say thank you so much for being a massive part of Retail Leadership with Steve Worthy. I got to tell you, the ideas, concepts, and also the challenges that you guys face out there as retail leaders, it keeps us going. It is the fuel that helps us create these podcast episodes. And we just want to thank you so much. Please, if you have more ideas and things that you're dealing with or struggling with that you want to hear about, let us know as well. Also, if you're interested in working with Worthy Retail, let us know. If you want to learn more about the campus, we have links in the description as well. So, hey, I will see you in the next episode. Have a great day and God bless.